Today is Tuesday, May 11th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I remember what I talked about yesterday because I actually went back and listened to the last 2 minutes of the show. I'm not going to promise that I'm always going to do that, but I thought, you know, I'm sick of people telling me that I'm repeating things on my show. And, you know, I can do whatever I want. I can repeat. I could do the exact same show 5 days a week and you'd listen. Doesn't that sound very passive aggressive? Anyway, so I went back and listened, and I know where I left off. I didn't want to cook. And I don't love barbecue, but barbecue is a thing that you can really, I mean, I'm okay with barbecue, but it's probably not my favorite food in the world. But I decided I wanted to serve barbecue for my brother and his family and my mom and my stepdad and everyone, because they were going to come over to our house because my brother had never seen my house. And I didn't want to cook, and I just think barbecue is easy to buy some meat, buy some sides, some baked beans, some macaroni and cheese. Who doesn't like macaroni and cheese? Buy some potato chips at the store, get some bread. People can make sandwiches, or they can just eat the meat. They don't have to make sandwiches. So I thought that would be really easy, and then I'll make a cake. So we have this really good barbecue, I don't want to compare. I just got off a meeting at work, and it was kind of a getting to know you meeting with, we have these customer relationship managers, and then they're supposed to go out and directly talk to the customers, and then the product owners, product managers should have a really good relationship with our customer relationship managers so that we can go to them and say, what customers do you think we should talk to? Hey, we're thinking about implementing this new feature. What do you think? What are the customers saying to you, et cetera, et cetera. But we were having more of a getting to know you meeting because we've had a lot of reorgs, and they've also hired some new customer relationship managers, and we have a lot of new product managers. In fact, I'm new enough that I really haven't ever interacted with the customer relationship managers. Anyway, that's all beside the point. The manager of that team is apparently from Chicago. And I said, you know, I've eaten at restaurants all over the place. Again, we were just getting to know each other. And I said, and you know, I've eaten all over the world, which I have. That is absolutely true. And I think we have some pretty good restaurants in our area. Not world class necessarily, but you know, good, decent restaurants. And she's like, ugh. And so everybody went on a rant for like 10 minutes about how the restaurants here suck and they're better everywhere else. And I want to be like, I have traveled all over, as I've said multiple times, I have lived in London. I have lived in Brighton. I've traveled to Greece. I've traveled to France. I've been to Iceland. I've been to Canada and Mexico. And I've been to probably 35 out of 50 states. And I've eaten at restaurants that were $700 a plate, all the way down to $5 to a food truck. So I feel like I have some expertise. But anyway, I'm just thinking about that because this barbecue place, it's really good. I mean, you know, barbecue is what it is. It's barbecue is not a fancy food. So anyway, we have a really good barbecue place. And so everyone loves it who eats at it. And it's definitely the best one in the area. And I've had barbecue in Memphis, which is one of the US's known barbecue places. And I would say it compares. So anyway, regardless, I call them. And this woman who answers the phone, she acts as if, because I tried to order online and it said, currently our online ordering is not available. And I'm like, why is that? So I called them and the woman goes, ugh. I mean, she had this tone about her. I don't know if she literally went, ugh, like that. But she had this tone, and she's, it's like, it's as if I broke some rule, or she's like, this weekend is Mother's Day and graduation. We are backed up. We are completely booked, and we are not taking pre-orders because we are just completely booked. She said, we probably won't be able to serve you, but if you really want to try, you would need to come to the restaurant and wait in line. Well, our dinner was around 6 or 6:30, and this was noon, because I was going to pre-order. I was going to call or go online or whatever. And she was just like, oh, I can't even believe that you bought. I didn't even know. I'm not in high school. I didn't even know that it was graduation weekend. And how am I going to correlate that with barbecue? I mean, who goes, oh, it's graduation weekend, I guess all the barbecue restaurants are going to be busy. Like, I don't know. But I had already got it in my head that we were doing barbecue. So I just, we have a chain restaurant locally called Rib Crib. They're pretty good. I knew they would have food because they're a chain. They're not a mom and pop restaurant, so they're going to prepare and have enough food. So I ordered that online, and that's what we did. But anyway, it took, you know, we were literally, and I talked about this, but we were literally at the car dealerships getting our cars worked on until noon. And I, you know, I went online and ordered the Rib Crib, and then we ate bagels, and then we immediately had to go to the grocery store because I was going to bake a cake. And I decided I was going to do a sheet cake, a Southern sheet cake, chocolate. And I didn't have all the ingredients, so we went to the store. We also needed to get chips and some buns, maybe some Hawaiian rolls, you know, some things to go with the barbecue. So we did that. We came back. I baked the cake, and I had never made a sheet cake before. I actually didn't have a pan that... The pan that I just had a regular 9x13, and it was a little bit too deep, but I went ahead and made it with that pan because that's what I had. And so what ended up happening is the icing, because on a sheet cake, you pour the icing over the top of the warm cake, and the icing is really soft, and it thickens, it hardens a little bit, but it's a really soft, I love sheet cakes. Oh my gosh, love it. And I bought some, they now sell these crumbled up Heath bars to put on top of cakes and cookies and stuff like that. In the same section, they do the chocolate chips and stuff. So I bought a bag of that and I put that on top of it. It was way too sweet. I will say this, the recipe that I had, oh my God, it was like a toothache, but it was so good. It was so tasty. And so anyway, I came back, I cooked that, and then by the time I was finished cooking, it was only, you know, there was only about an hour left before everybody was going to come over. So they came over, and luckily we didn't have to cook because the cleaning lady had been here the day before to clean, and so we didn't have to clean, and we did, so they came over, and I had thought my brother was bringing his wife, their twin daughters, who are his wife's daughters and from a previous marriage, and then his daughter, Riley, and then their younger son, who's also his wife's son from a previous marriage. But the twin daughters are both 17 or 18, and they decided to stay home. So they weren't there. I didn't know. So I ordered way too much food. Now I know 17-year-old girls are not going to eat a lot of food anyway, but I ordered too much food anyway. But then when you subtract two people from the equation, I ordered way too much food. So I put out all the food. We ate. We showed them around the house. They didn't stay very long. They were there a couple of hours, here a couple of hours, and then they left. And then Mark and I just had a relaxing evening from about 9 to 11:30 or whatever, just watching TV. And then on Sunday, I had to finish my homework I only have one more course left, which is 2 weeks. And I made 100%, yay. And we went over to my mom's for brunch, and Mark expects, my family does not plan things. So my mom had said, oh, why don't you guys come over for lunch or brunch tomorrow? Because it's Mother's Day, and you know, why don't you guys just come over and say hi? So I was like, okay, yeah, sure. And so Mark went to mass. My church, well, I mean, I'm a Christian, you guys. I believe in God, but I do not enjoy sermons. And I don't like to sit in the congregation. I play in the orchestra. And it's a Baptist church. And I don't like the sermons because 9 times out of 10, they're going to say something that I'm going to not agree with or is going to be anti-LGBT or something. Because it's a Baptist church. Come on. And I know a lot of you people think I'm crazy, but I do believe in God. And, you know, whether you're an atheist or whatever, you know, I understand that religion is, there are a lot of bad things about religion. There are a lot of bad people. But I personally feel like I want to go to church. But I, because of the type of church that I go to, I don't want to participate in the sermons. So I go mainly for the music, but because the orchestra is still not playing, I still am not going to church on Sundays. But Mark is now going back to mass because he's more committed than I am. We'll just say that. So he went to mass. I worked on homework, and then when he got back, we left and went over to my mom's. Well, we first stopped at the store and got a, because I'm a procrastinator. And we got a Mother's Day card and I really don't like to get cut flowers for my mom. I prefer to get a plant that she can, that will continue to grow, or she can even plant in the yard or whatever. So I found, I don't remember the name of them, but it's a vining flowering thing that it's really common right now in our area that they sell. They usually have them on a pole in the pot or a trellis or I don't know what it's called, but it's like a wooden structure that the thing clings to. And we took that over, but she had not cooked brunch. Mark was just, he didn't understand it. Where's brunch? And I'm like, no, she's going to cook a couple of eggs or something. And so we did that and hung out for a little while and then did our grocery shopping and came home. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.